Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Sunday morning gathering. We'll take a moment here and greet each other on the board, just as you would greet your neighbors in your brick and mortar church on Sunday morning. And I will let go of the mic, and Lynn will play a song so we can do that.
We are awakening to the calling of the mystic, awakening in the flowering of the heart. Everybody here melting into presence, overflowing effervescence, rising in love. We are awakening to a long forgotten memory. Dawn is breaking, waves are coming in. Everybody here standing in wonder beneath the rain and the thunder, rising in love. Chidananda, Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Satchidananda.
Good morning, everybody. Jay's making me laugh. I gotta make him behave.
I'll stop.
All right. Okay, so we'll start with our statement of purpose. We are an assembly of equals joined in common purpose, awakening to one true self within an appearance of many faiths, many cultures, and many symbols. We seek to discern one truth and rest in its embrace. The core value that's most relevant for today's topic: we accept all forms as temporary appearances permitted through enduring awareness of self. Let me read that again. We accept all forms as temporary appearances permitted through enduring awareness of self. We live this value by honoring all appearances and all experiences while continually reflecting on changeless truth. And again, I'm going to read that again. We live this value by honoring all appearances and all experiences while continually reflecting on changeless truth. Thanks for posting those, Ken. Announcements. Registration for the Italy pilgrimage closed last Wednesday, June the 20th. We mentioned that there might be an opportunity to register for the pilgrimage after June the 20th, but since our Italy pilgrimage is full, that won't be the case. We have filled all of the hotel rooms that were allotted to us for this pilgrimage. We have 32 travelers, yay! Which includes 16 for the 9-day pilgrimage and 16 for the 14-day pilgrimage. Our next announcement, it's going to be a fun trip. It's a bunch of us. It's going to be a lot of fun. Announcement number two, our trustee nomination process is open for one more day. We are currently nominating people for the Member Board of Trustees. Validated nominees who accept the nomination will appear on our trustee election ballot in July. Here's how you can help us nominate people for the ballot. Go to our nominee page, which is on our website under Things to Read. Review the current nominees, and you all will want to do this today since nominations close tomorrow. Let me find my place again. Hang on. So go to our nominee page, which is on our website under Things to Read. Review the current nominees to see if you want to support any of them. Also, ask yourself if there is someone who hasn't been nominated that you would like to see nominated. You can support nominations or nominate someone new by sending an email to regina@awakening-together.org. You can also use the Contact Us link on our website to send an email. Since there are three seats open on the Member Board of Trustees, you can support or nominate up to three individuals. For example, you can nominate one person and support two others. If there's no one you want to nominate, you can support three of the current nominees. If you'd like to be on the Member Board of Trustees, you can nominate yourself. We love it when people nominate themselves because we know those people are really willing to serve. Again, you can get information about the nomination process and see the current nominees by going to awakening-together.org and looking under the Things to Read menu. And Ken has posted that link on the board. The next announcement, the next Awakening Together Minister Preparation Program, MPP, begins in August. It's a whole new cycle. Our minister preparation program is designed to help participants increase reliance on their own inner spiritual wisdom, recognize universal truth in various spiritual teachings, embrace natural, wakeful spiritual practice with ease, and realize unswerving clarity and discernment. MPP is a two-year program. It begins with a free two-hour class that teaches those who feel they may be interested in becoming an Awakening Together minister about Awakening Together and the responsibilities of an Awakening Together minister. The introductory classes will be offered on July 17th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and on July 19th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Register now to begin this exciting program. For more information about MPP, visit our website and look under Retreats and Classes. And Ken has also posted that link on the board. And our final announcement is about our Movie Watchers group tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Our movie for the month is Mr. Nobody. This film explores deep concepts of time, the universe, mortality, memory, and humanity. It is a tale about choice. The movie takes a four-dimensionalist view of the nature and existence of life in the universe. Each decision thus branching off, creating an entirely separate alternative universe. The film also makes good use of chaos theory, string theory, and the butterfly effect to accentuate the lack of control we as individuals possess. The film portrays a life where we are all subject to chance, to the dimensions by which we construct our reality, height, length, width, and time, and to the imagination of our former selves. You can find the movie play sheet for Mr. Nobody, which provides helpful questions designed to facilitate a spirit-centered movie watching experience, under Things to Read, Awakening Together News. And Ken has posted that link for us. Remember to ask for guidance before watching the movie and bring your insight to the Movie Watchers discussion group. The movie is available to rent on iTunes, Amazon, Netflix, and Vudu. It's a fun movie. I've watched it. I watched it with Regina and Jasmine the other day. Jay and I watched it again last night. It really is a movie about choice. It's a fun movie. It can be a little hard to follow, but you know, just let it flow. Jay watched it last night. You liked it, right?
Oh, I loved it. It was awesome.
Yeah. So watch the movie and join us tonight, and we will discuss the movie. So let's see where we are. Now it's time for our opening song, and our music maestro Lynn will play that song for us and just give us an opportunity to settle in here for the gathering. I'll let go of the mic for Lynn. Thank you.
The words I have to say may well be simple, but they're true. Until you give your love, there's nothing more that we can do. Love is the opening door. Love is what we came here for. No one could offer you more. Do you know what I mean? Have your eyes really seen?
You say it's very hard to leave behind the life we knew. But there's no other way, and now it's really up to you.
Love is the key we must turn. Truth is the flame must burn. Freedom, the lesson we must learn. Do you know what I mean? Have your eyes really seen?
Have your eyes really seen?
you know what I mean.
Thank you, Lynn. That was beautiful.
That's awesome.
Yeah. we'll take a moment here for prayer. I want to express my gratitude for the opportunity to join with Mighty Companions in pursuit of one goal, to realize the truth of who we are. And I would just dedicate this time to that goal, to the truth, ask that we hear what we need to hear and see what we need to see, and again give thanks for this time together. Amen.
Amen.
I know y'all are going to be shocked to hear this, but Jay is our reader this morning.
What a shock.
So Jay is reading an excerpt from Jeff Foster. I printed this out some time ago, so I'm not even sure. It came from his website. I feel certain of that. But that's about all the information I can give you about it. But I'm gonna turn this mic over to Jay.
Well, thank you, Jacqueline.
You're quite welcome.
Well, you're right here to say thank you to. This is a couple of questions. One of them, it starts out as, are you really a person? As all the authentic spiritual teachers throughout the ages have been reminding us, in reality, you are not a separate individual, not an individual self, not the story of a person in the world, but a vast ocean of consciousness in which every little manifest wave of experience, every thought, sensation, image, sound, feeling, arises and dissolves in the moment. You are not limited in space and time. You are the loving capacity for life itself. You are the wide open expanse of awareness in which the manifest world appears and disappears, leaving no trace. The non-separation of self and world. This is where all religions and spiritual teachings point in the end, and it is now being confirmed by modern science too. Everyone knows this oneness deep down. Yes, there is something here, and call it what you will. For not being an it, it is truly unnameable, right in the depths of present experience. Something that doesn't come and go. Something that cannot break or rot or shatter, even in the midst of extreme sadness or pain or fear. It is a place that is always deeply okay, even when things on the surface do not seem okay. Being beyond the opposites, being beyond the dualistic world of thought and language, it is beyond the cycle of birth and death. It was never born and cannot die. It is life itself. It is what you are. Don't just believe me. Look for yourself. When you bring your attention right back to the present moment, to what's actually happening right now, what do you find? Do you find a fixed, unchanging, solid entity called a self? Or do you find that everything here is constantly changing, moving from moment to moment? Do you find solidity, or do you find a cosmic dance? Thoughts appear and disappear, all by themselves. Images, memories, ideas all pop into awareness, linger for a while, and then disappear. Thoughts of the past, thoughts of the future. Stories about what you should be doing, about what you should have done, about things you need to do tomorrow. thoughts about what should and shouldn't happen in the world. All sorts of feelings come and go. Sadness, boredom, frustration, anger, fear. Sensations happen all over the body. Sounds appear out of nowhere. Traffic outside, a television buzzing, a door opening, the sound of breathing, a bird chirping, tweet, tweet. Everything that appears in what you are, we call a wave of experience. And so, this thought is a wave. This sensation is a wave. This sound is a wave. This feeling is a wave. Present experience is the ocean of consciousness waving, dancing, playing. Can you recognize that present experience is always simply this present moment dance of waves, all happening in the vast ocean that you are? And for ocean, you can read the word consciousness or awareness or being or spirit or source or energy or whatever word feels right to you. It's all beyond words anyway. And the next section is entitled The Deepest Acceptance of Life. Now let's take a fresh look at the word acceptance. From the perspective of who you really are as the vast ocean of consciousness, although the waves, which are thoughts, sensations, sounds, and feelings, are different in appearance, they are the same in essence. They are all water. The strong, violent, painful waves as much as the soft, gentle waves. They are all made of the same stuff as you. Thoughts, sounds, pain, sadness, fear, everything is made of consciousness. In this sense, everything that appears in present experience is deeply intimate in what you are. Therefore, on the deepest level, who you really are does not have a problem with any of the waves that appear. None of the waves that threaten who you really are. How can water threaten water? And so you could say that on the deepest level, who you really are accepts every wave, every thought, every sensation, every feeling. The ocean does not accept some waves and reject others. The unconditional inseparability of the ocean and the waves is the acceptance that I'm talking about. The ocean has no choice but to accept the waves. It is the waves. Acceptance is built in to your present experience. A question asked by every spiritual seeker, how can I, a separate person, accept the present moment as it is? Well, now that we see that it's not a question of you trying to do this deepest acceptance, this acceptance is not a doing. In a sense, if you're trying to accept, you're already too late, because this acceptance has already been done. Every wave, if it is appearing, has already been accepted into what you are. In a sense, you have already accepted this present moment exactly as it is. What you are has already said yes to these thoughts, these sensations, these sounds, these feelings. Otherwise, they would not be appearing like this. The floodgates are open. This moment has already been allowed in its totality. And so, in my meetings, retreats, and books, when I talk about acceptance, I'm not using the word in the way we have been conditioned to use it. I'm using the word in this new way that points to this deep acceptance of life itself, an acceptance and allowing that has already been done. And so, when I suggested that you accept or allow what is, it's a shorthand way of asking you to simply, gently, effortlessly notice what is present. To notice that in this moment, these thoughts and feelings have already been allowed in. This recognition is not a time-bound doing, but a present moment seeing. This is the true meaning of the word meditation. Meditation means to gently notice what is already here without trying to change it in any way. There is no expectation in true meditation, which is to say, there is no meditator, Nobody's separate from what's appearing. This turns many spiritual teachings on their head. Now, acceptance is not a place to reach in the future. It's not something to look for, wait for, hope for, beg for. It's not an achievement of the separate self. It is not something that comes through years of effort. It's not a magical event that will happen one day. It's something to rediscover right in the midst of your present experience here and now. In the next section, and this is the last section, this is entitled The Deep Acceptance of Non-Acceptance. Years ago, I used to believe that doing quote-unquote acceptance 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 years, days a year, was the key to becoming enlightened. If I could just accept everything all of the time, I would be free, or so I thought. It was a beautiful idea, but no matter how much I tried to accept everything, to be present with everything, to allow everything unconditionally, to be choicelessly aware of everything, there were still some things I just could not accept. Extreme physical pain, rape, torture, genocide. How could I accept all this? When extreme pain happened in my own experience, I would try desperately to accept it, but would exhaust myself in the process. I realize now, of course, that there was a secret agenda behind my attempt to accept. I secretly believed that if I accepted the pain, it would go away. I believed that if I accepted my thoughts, they would disappear. It was therefore a rejection of pain, a rejection of thoughts, disguised as acceptance. What an ingenious place for the seeker to hide, right at the heart of beautiful spiritual practice. Acceptance done with any kind of motive, with any kind of expectation, is not real acceptance. It is rejection in disguise. What I hadn't recognized back then was the unconditional and deeply accepting nature of who I really was. I was busy trying to accept that I ended up missing this deep acceptance of life, which in which everything, absolutely everything, appearing in awareness was already accepted, including my failure to accept. Yes, this is how radical this acceptance is. Even your non-acceptance of this moment is accepted here. All waves are accepted by the ocean, and if what's happening right now is non-acceptance of pain or fear or sadness, then those waves are allowed to arise too. And of course, here is the total paradox. If my non-acceptance of pain is accepted by life, totally accepted, then it is no longer non-acceptance. The non-acceptance transmutes. Logically, philosophically, rationally, this makes no sense, but it is so. Recognizing who you really are, not a separate self, but the calm in the midst of the storm of life, is always possible, even in the midst of physical pain, addictions, relationship conflict, and even depression. Even when things fall apart in your life, there is something here that never falls apart. I don't want you to believe me. I want you to discover this unbreakable peace for yourself. Everything I share in my books, meetings, and retreats is about this discovery. This simple yet radical awakening to who you really are beyond your story of yourself. Jacqueline?
Thank you, Jay. I don't have a lot of notes. I don't have any. Well, I do. I took a couple of notes, but I promised to share with you guys this morning my contemplation of this idea of loving all, or learning allowance, and I'm allowing the fact that it feels like I have nothing to say. So I hope you guys will allow this with me. thanks, Dove. Dove says good start. What surprised me in this reading and in my contemplation of this reading was that it turns out that the loving all method that we were taught by Michael Langford and Regina, and awareness, watching awareness, are exactly the same thing. And for me, both of those ideas, practices, have seemed a little elusive. Yeah, so to see that they're the same thing is really, really, really something for me. But it makes perfect sense, doesn't it, that that loving all turns out not to be a doing. Loving all turns out to be a being. It's a total allowance and acceptance of what we are. What comes to me is that A Course in Miracles told me when I read it many years ago, and tells us all that that it did not seek to teach us the meaning of love, what love is, because that's beyond what can be taught. Because love is the experience of ourselves. And how do we experience ourselves? We experience ourselves by embracing everything. And yeah, like Kathy wrote on the board a while ago, that tricky ego, isn't that the truth, right? We're like, ooh, that's a bad thought. That's a negative thought. Let me get rid of that so that I can experience love. As if love would ever reject anything, as if who we are would ever reject anything. How could it? We are the space in which everything occurs. Rape and torture and genocide and negative thoughts. It all occurs in this space. So we say, oh, I want to experience the truth of who I am, but I don't want to experience, those bad things. We are allowance. We don't do allowance. And as I contemplate this, I see how often, 95% of the time, I'm rejecting what I find in my experience. Oh, that water's too hot. Oh, that water's too cold. Oh, I wish Jay wouldn't talk so much. Oh, I wish he'd talk some more. Oh, he says this, and that's not how I interpret this thing, this movie we're watching. Sorry, Jay, to use you as an example. But it just seems like the autopilot, the default setting, is to not be in the experience, but to remove myself from the experience and go, well, do I like that? No. Or even the removal from the experience, do I like that? Who gives a crap what my thinking mind thinks about the experience? That's once removed. That doesn't even come close to being present. It's funny too, because Eckhart Tolle's told us that for years. Let's just be in the present moment. Okay, how do I do that? Right? What tools do I need? How do I get myself in this right position to experience? You know, we're always once removed. We always think that there's a doing required. So when Michael Langford tells us, you know, to love everything, if you can't love it, accept it, allow it, you know, we set about doing something. We got our tool bag, our tool belt on, right? We're going to go love everything. But that's not how it's done, because it's not done. So Michael Langford, Jeff Foster, Regina Dawn Akers, Eckhart Tolle, surprise, surprise, they're all saying the same thing. Let's just let ourselves be with this moment. Without the doing is what removes us from loving everything, from allowing everything. When we attempt to do this, we have already taken a step away, a step in the opposite direction of what it is that we say we want. We want to know who we truly are. Who we truly are is this vast ocean in which everything appears, the good, the bad, the ugly. We are that presence. So if I want to love everything, I just need to be aware. I just need to be with everything. You know, I listened to a few Jeff Foster. I say I listened to the videos. Anyway, I looked at the videos on YouTube. And I hadn't really looked very closely at Jeff's work before, but I was so struck because he said, he realized that in all of his spiritual work, he was still trying to be something he was not. Right? That's what we do. We try and become. Oh, I need to become this. Even when I'm not going to become anything. We're still doing it. We're like, where I am, what I'm experiencing, these hate thoughts, these sad thoughts, these regret thoughts. You know, as soon as I get rid of them, then I can be in the present moment. Then I can love what is. But what is these hate thoughts, these sad thoughts, right? I'm still rejecting. And this rejection masquerades as spiritual practice. Oh, I can't have that thought. That's not very spiritual. So, of course, loving everything is awareness, watching an awareness. If I'm going to allow everything, if I'm going to love everything, what else does awareness do? It watches. It looks. I mean, that's what we're here for, right? We're here to have an experience. So how about I just allow myself to have the experience? Without the need to change it, without the need to package it in some kind of spiritually acceptable package. I'm turning back to the reading. Jeff says, what we are is the vast ocean of consciousness in which every little manifest wave of experience, every thought, sensation, image, sound, feeling arises and dissolves. I am that space. I am that presence in which all of this appears. Why would I get rid of any of it? Right? Why would I reject parts of it? I'm resting. That's resting in what I am. And you all have heard me talk about this before, about my experience at the Enlightenment Intensive. My dyad partner was just telling some awful story about something that had happened to her. And my experience, I didn't remove myself from that experience. My experience, I wasn't even there, frankly. My experience was absolute celebration. It was like, oh my God, she had an experience, she had an experience. Right? It wasn't the content. I wasn't judging the content. There was no I there to judge, but there was nothing judging the content, nothing going, oh, you know, poor her. Or, it was like, yay, experience. And that just unbounded joy at experience, at the unlimited potentiality of what we are. As Jeff Foster tells us, he says, from the perspective of who you really are, as the vast ocean of consciousness, although all the waves, the thoughts, the sensations, the sounds, the feelings are different in appearance, they are all the same in essence. Yay, experience. They're all the same. Why would I reject any of them? It's like, you know, the thought that keeps coming in the mind is, it's like your children, right? You love your children. You love them when they're good. You love them when they're bad. You love them all the same. Jeff says, everything is made of consciousness. Everything is what we are. In this sense, everything that appears in present experience is deeply intimate with what you are. So to look at something and go, this is not okay, to look at a thought and say, this is not okay, to look at a happening and say, this is not okay, is to reject what we are. And hey, wait a minute, let's look. What are we here for, right? What are we doing? What's my spiritual aspiration? What's the true desire of my heart? The true desire of my heart is to appreciate and to experience my oneness with everything. You know, it's not a concept. It's like, one of these days I'm going to be one. When I get rid of all this crap I don't want, then I'll be one with everything.
Tomorrow.
Well, and the crap is what we are. Right? It's not, it's an experience. It's a potentiality taken, right? It's not something separate from what we are. Whatever the experience is. I'm already deeply intimate with this. I have already accepted this. How do I know this? Because it's here. I have already, what I am has allowed it. You know, I've talked to you guys about this before. It's been a long time, and I hadn't thought about it for a while. But a couple years ago at our annual retreat, John Mark Stroud was presenting and was helping us to get a sense of this very thing. I don't know how he identified it, but he sent us out on our own contemplative adventure, and he suggested that we experience the sounds out on our walk, and to really pay attention to those sounds, and to experience them as occurring within the presence that we were. And it was an amazing experience. You know, I could hear the I could hear a mower start. I could hear an airplane go overhead. And to experience that as what I am, this is loving what is. It's not looking at something and going, "Ooh, do I love that? Oh no, let me work it. I don't really like that, you know, that lawnmower sounds a little grating." Or I was in a deep reverie and now I hear this airplane going over, right? To just feel it, to like chew on it, right? Rah, rah, rah. So loving is what is not, you know, I didn't like this thing, but I'm gonna try and like this thing. No, I'm gonna experience it. I'm gonna experience the depths of what I am. This thing is no, this lawnmower sound is nothing different than what I am. What else is it gonna be made of? Its essence is my essence. I am the consciousness that this thing not just appears in, because see, you can even in that you hear like a separation. This thing is me. Let me experience that fully. This sadness is me. Let me experience that fully. As Jeff says, the floodgates are open. This moment has already been allowed in its totality. So there's nothing I need to do. There's no condition I need to create to allow something. It already is. So what's for me to do? Nothing but experience it, to dive into the depths of whatever that experience is. Yay, experience. And Jeff says, and so when I suggest that you accept or allow what is, it's a shorthand way of asking you to simply, gently, effortlessly notice what is present. Just notice it. Just be with it. He says, now acceptance is not a place to reach in the future. You know, one of these days when I accept everything, then I'll be awake. It's not something to look for, wait for, hope for, beg for. It's not an achievement of the separate self. It's not something that comes through years of effort. See, we go about this loving what is and acceptance the same way we've done everything, which is really rejection. Well, let me reject that part of me because that part will never get into heaven. It's simply noticing. It's simply noticing that I'm irritated when Jay says whatever Jay says. Yeah, and I think if we take a look, we'll see how often, you know, I don't like the fact that when I look in the, we'll see how often we're rejecting what is. I don't like the fact that when I look in the mirror, you know, I got new wrinkles on my face.
We got Botox cream for
Right.
that.
You know, I don't like the fact that when I'm sitting down to meditate, the phone rings and I have to take this call, right? I just think that when we really look at it, we will see how often we are actually rejecting our experience. I don't like the fact that she said that. I don't like the fact that, I don't know, whatever it is that is cold in here. So often what we're doing is separating ourselves from what's actually going on and then deciding whether or not we like it. Loving what is simply experiencing what is. Just experience it. It's not a move forward. It's not something that I have to, okay, now let me embrace this. I see it, I don't like it, but okay. Let me embrace it. Regina said I had to. Yeah, and I just love this where he says he realized that the secret agenda behind his attempt to accept was that if I secretly believed that if I accepted the pain, it would go away. I believed that if I accepted my thoughts, they would disappear. See, we're still trying to be something that we're not.
That analogy you told me is, just go away, I can bear it, I can bear it.
Yeah, I was telling Jay, I said it was like in the old Seinfeld. George's dad got on a spiritual kick for a while, and he would go, "Serenity now, serenity now." And that's what we do, right? We get ourselves all, you know, all balled up to, you know, go about this thing of accepting things, and that's the wrong direction. On the other hand, Jeff tells us even that non-acceptance is acceptance. It would have to be. It's all occurring within who we are. Who we are is the allowance. So to love what is, just see what the experience is. And even that, even the word see what it is, right? That's a step removed. Be in what you're experiencing. Lord, let me be here now. Let me see if there's anything else I want to share. So the point of the John Mark Stratt, I'm looking at my notes here just to see if I've said everything that I wanted to say, but the point of the John Mark Stratt example was this, was that this was an experience to feel myself as the presence in which all things occur. Right, rejecting nothing, accepting nothing, just feeling myself as that presence. To note that loving all is not a means to an end. That's what we want to use all these spiritual practices as, right? Okay, once I master meditation, once I master loving all, I don't know, whatever the other spiritual practices are, they're all, you know, the ego, the default, you know, way of being in the world, we see them all as a means to an end. Once we start down that path, we're walking away from my heart's desire. We're walking away from our spiritual.
Machiavelli took over.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually control. These practices are not a means to an end. They're an opportunity to experience the truth of our being. On the first day you ever try it, it's an opportunity to experience the truth of who you are. It's not like, oh, I'll do this practice and then I'll get really, really good at it and I'll get rid of that part that I don't like. It's here now. You can dive into this moment now. That is the experience of who you are. That's awakening. That's enlightenment. It's not some goal down the road. So who knew? Loving all, surrender, awareness, watching awareness, it's all the same. That is the truth of us. That is the experience of who we are. That is enlightenment. So I'm going to let go of the mic, and Lynn will play a closing song for. I mean, not a closing song. Lynn will play a song for us, so that we can sink into our present experience. After the song, we'll have an opportunity to discuss this a little bit more. Jay just whispered donations. It's also an opportunity to donate to Awakening Together, and we operate on your donations, and we appreciate your donations. So I'll let go of the mic, Lynn, for you to play a song, and I'm grateful for that. Thank you. Okay, guys, it's your opportunity to share. I would love to hear from each and every one of you. So, raise your hand if you have anything. And Regina, please take the mic.
Yeah, well, like you, I don't know that I have anything to say, except that I just wanted to say it was brilliant. You know, it's brilliant to realize that, you know, what these quote practices point towards is the realization of what we are. I mean, that's it, right? They're pointing towards the realization of what you are. The only mistake is thinking we are the form, the mind and the body. And of course, the mind rejects stuff all the time. So if we think we are the mind, we think we are rejecting. But when we realize that we are consciousness, then we realize we reject nothing, not even the mind's rejection. So I just thought it was brilliant from the beginning, from the get-go, all the way until the end. I thought the reading was absolutely perfect, and I just want to say again, bravo. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Regina. That's wonderful. Yeah. And Ruby, please take the mic.
Yes, thank you. I would like to also say it was so wonderful. And every, you know, it was like three sections. It started off, I think, acceptance and rejection. And I was able to see all of those through my experiences. And when you start everything, it was just so perfect about the rejection. I just had this great experience just yesterday about this friend was visiting me from Hawaii for the whole week, and you know, it's kind of an interesting experience with her. But I was listening to her talk, and she talks a lot about herself and others. And I was thinking in my mind, I just wanted her to shut up. And then I just, you know, a whole week of it, a whole week. And, you know, I just said, I just wish she would just shut up. And then it occurred to me yesterday that I was rejecting what is. It was kind of like, and I'm saying, what is this? And it was that I wanted her to be normal. And that was rejecting what my experience was with her. And it was just a great realization. And then you went through everything that I have experienced over the past 2 months. And I didn't know what it was. But I'm going back to my forgiveness experiment, or my forgiveness practice that I did for 2 weeks. And I kind of stretched the truth at the end, because I said I finally did all the steps, but I really didn't. I never finished all the steps, because I kept, you know, forgetting what the next step was. The only thing I always remembered is I have forgiveness in my heart and love is in my heart, but I don't know whatever else is happening. But the one thing that occurred to me through your lesson today was that, and I could see the loving all. I could see the loving all when I was hating the guy, when I was judging the guy, that's what I was doing. And I was accepting it and didn't realize that I was accepting it. The interesting thing is I was feeling joy, but I didn't realize that I was feeling joy. After all those experiences that I did for 2 weeks, I was just feeling at peace with everything, even though I wasn't remembering the steps, even though I was hating the guy and feeling guilty, I was accepting all of that guilt and that hate, being aware of it. It's like being aware of it. So thank you so much. It was beautiful. And we don't have to do anything except notice. So thank you so much, Jackal, and I'm letting go of the mic.
Thank you, Ruby. Yeah, that was entertaining. Thank you for sharing it. We had a good laugh. And the reason it's funny is because we've all had that experience, right? Thank you for sharing your experience with that. Yeah, and I typed in when as you were speaking what you said. I was rejecting my experience. You know, it's not like I'm rejecting the friend in the room with me who's doing whatever irritating thing the friend is doing, right? We want to like try and separate ourselves from that, right? And go, well, you know, when they become as spiritual as me, or right, if they only understood, or whatever. It's my experience. This is the experience I'm having. So if I'm rejecting anything, I'm rejecting myself. I'm rejecting my experience. And I just really appreciated you talking about accepting your non-acceptance. Yeah, you're accepting the hating. Jay wants to share. Jay, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to share a little bit about the things that have been coming up with me lately as I've been feeling called to move to Pueblo West. There's definitely been some fears about coming here, you know, and that have come up, and I've shared them with Regina and a few other people. But one of the things I really appreciate about Jacqueline is that Jacqueline's not afraid to gut up and face things, right? And you know, when I was looking over here to the right in Jacqueline's room, she has a little gavel on a plaque that it looks like you know, the district court awarded her for acknowledgement of service, etc. And then I realized, wow, you know, Jacqueline has spent years facing darkness head on. You know, that's what we have to face the things in ourself that are judged as bad or wrong or incorrect, like Ruby shared, or I want to tell this person to shut up, or this is really effing irritating, or whatever it is. You can't cover that over, right, and say you're not feeling that. And I think that's a big spiritual trap people get into, you know, and I've certainly got into it a lot of, you know, you put fluff on stuff, you put a covering, you know, on it, you're not being, you know, you're not really facing it. You know, I'm thinking of Kathy's title of her program, No Fluff, right? You know, you got to gut up and be with what's going on with yourself. And it's not, your mind is not going to judge that as pretty, you know, but you can't purify. That's what I've really realized, is you just can't purify. You can't get through that stage if you don't do that. You have to gut up and face with faith and breathing and, you know, letting the Lord in, in that moment and letting that acceptance of the non-acceptance happen. And what I experienced that, I'm getting a lot better at that, mostly with the general healing class, a heck of a lot better. And, you know, when stuff comes up or, you know, the non-acceptance comes up, what I'm feeling it as a wave, and it accept, it comes up as a wave, intensity, and then it falls off. If I'm able to really just be with it, you know, and that's the key. As is what I heard when Jacqueline was sharing, and this awesome reading from Jeff, you know, and I really realize I appreciate that a lot about Jacqueline, is that her willingness to be in that space, and her commitment to
being grounded in what's real and genuine and authentic, and that's so important. And I've had a really awesome time here. Jacqueline has been an amazing host, and we saw the movie last night, Mr. Nobody. That was a lot of fun. It was just that was an awesome movie, really well done. Sitting out enjoying the beautiful scenery here in Pueblo West and being in the moment, and I'm going to be with Regina here a little bit later this morning. We're going to take a walk. And Ken and Rebecca, we went to dinner last night, so we had a really great time. And Lynn, I'd love to say hi to you sometime too here in Pueblo. So, you know, just being with it all, you know, letting my own fears come up of anything that might come up, that as I'm contemplating this move, and just it's a good practice for me. So there's my show.
Okay. Oh, I was going to click the mic, but he's right here in the room, so that's not necessary. Yeah, so I'm going to just say thank you. Actually, I want to say one thing that when Jay was speaking came up for me. J.M. talks about the importance of breathing, and as Jay was talking about this idea of acceptance and allowing things to come up, I realized that a big clue for me when I'm not just experiencing what's occurring is I tend to hold my breath. I tend to not breathe, right? So I had that experience when he was talking about something coming up. Nope. I could feel my, you know, I could feel that contraction. I could feel me not breathing. Just breathing through it all, just being through it all. So I want to thank everyone for being here, for being Mighty Companions, for allowing us to share. I want to thank you, Jay, for the reading. And Lynn for the music, and Ken for the administration of the room. But I love you guys, and I'll see you next time. Bye.
Love today. love today.